Hello, Audio Booland. I've just picked up my booze for the morning and see that Greg McQueen has done a shout out to his Audio Boo friends to share the story of how they met their significant other. I met my significant other, my partner, when I was 28. I was studying psychology at James Cook University. We crossed paths once before we actually officially met at the birthday party that was the catalyst for our relationship. He'd snapped at me at the university bar because I'd been bemoaning the state of the government's student allowance, and it had turned out that that he was a self-funded master's student, so me moaning about, you know, the $170 the government was giving him, was giving me, was a lot more than what the government was giving him. So fast forward a couple of weeks and we're at a mutual friend's birthday party, and I can remember walking in and going, oh, there's the grumpy boy, and then thinking it was a bit odd that there was this girl sitting with these fluffy bunny slippers with her feet in his lap, and took an instant dislike to her. I still don't know if we actually knew each other at some other point in time, but yeah, we took an instant dislike to each other. You know, I'd gone to the party with the intention of trying to hook up with this guy called Brian, who I thought would probably be there. Turns out he wasn't. A few hours later, and some more vodka, and I decided to start drinking beer because there was a keg. My partner and I were behind each, well, were in line together at the keg, and we just kind of, you know, struck up a conversation, and it was this odd kind of existentialist conversation, and a bit of, I was studying medical anthropology at the time, so a bit of anthropology and a bit of psychology and a bit of philosophy, and we didn't shut up for the rest of the evening. And we piled on a bus with some other revelers, and drove into the gay bar, and Dave and I were waltzing to disco music, the only heterosexual couple in the entire bar. And fast forward a few more hours and I get a phone call from my sister. The party had been the same night as her housewarming party, and I had been there earlier in the night, and it had turned out my mother had been behaving badly. She'd been doing all sorts of naughty stuff and had been drinking and smoking and whatnot, and this was my sister calling at 7 o'clock demanding that I come home to her house and take my mother home. Bit odd. So I sort of said that I had to go, and Dave sat on me thinking that might actually stop me from leaving. And the funny bit is, at the time I didn't think that was a bit wrong or weird. So I kind of extracted myself from him. I left him my phone number, and we left. I went and collected my mother. So this all happened at the same time on the night that my best friend was leaving to go to the UK for a year to live and work. And Dave and I had actually run into Lisa in the main bit of town, and she was telling me that he wasn't my type because he was a scientist and all this kind of stuff, and I'm not sure what being a scientist, how that excluded him from being a potential partner. So that was a Saturday night. Sunday was recovering from too much alcohol and not enough sleep, and I had a late tutorial on the Monday, which meant that I actually had a car and a little bit of freedom. And I drove on down to his place and discovered that he just cooked dinner. I ate an amazing stir fry, discovered that we really liked each other, and he invited me over for dinner and to stay over because he was only 5 minutes from university as opposed to the 50-minute drive from where I was living. And basically we've been together ever since. We clocking up 8 years this year. So, I met my partner at the keg. And his flatmate told everyone that he picked up at the gay bar.